the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Joan Rivers famously said, "I've had so much plastic surgery, when I die, they will donate my body to Tupperware." Let's go over those that went under the knife with your three all-natural witches, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Welcome, witches.
Welcome.
It's Witchy Wednesday. We are doing a show like we do every week, and I'm excited about it. Trying to introduce you to the bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
Let me introduce you to the man witch, Daryl Brown.
Man witch, that's me, man.
And I'm your good witch, Shelley Majors. I almost did a mix-up of all of our names, and I don't know. I'm half in the game. My head's in the cloud.
But man witch.
I'm drinking a Sunny D seltzer, feeling a little wonky.
Crazy.
We've got a great show for you today. Like we always do.
Right.
We're talking about plastic surgery today. Ooh. But before that, Lisa, we're going to talk about something else.
Yeah, I'm not looking at boots.
Lisa is boot shopping. I'm sorry if I'm not interesting to you, but you're,
God, I know.
You're letting the fans
They're
down.
They're on sale. It stops at midnight.
You've got 4 hours. Okay. 4 hours and 20 minutes.
So, today...
I just called you out in class.
That was awesome.
Is there something you'd love to share with the class?
Miss Brown,
really cute boots.
Let's see these boots.
The front of the class is right here, Miss Brown.
Okay. My eyes are up here.
I'll take over while you're reading.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
So, you guys, we're talking about plastic surgery. We're mostly going to be talking about stars and the different kinds of botched plastic surgeries, unrecognizable, things of that nature. We'll get into that on the meat. But as the intro, I know that we've spoke about this before. Shall I keep talking while I sneeze from
Here she goes.
We're talking about our own interest in plastic surgery. Like, if we had all the money in the world, what would we get done? What have we had done? And what are things that maybe aren't necessarily surgical, but that you would do to just improve your looks or how you feel, whatever. I just want to give you some pepper. Just get it out.
I wish I could have been trying to sneeze for like a half an hour. Anyways, okay. So I think we have touched on this before, but it's been a while.
Bit, yeah,
but I needed to tell this story, which is kind of funny. So when we were thinking about this, and I was writing the outline for the show to send to these guys, I was like, what about for the intro, we talk about plastic surgeries that we would want?
Yeah.
And Daryl's like, oh, yeah, you know, and so that's a good idea. And I said, no, actually, I think that we've talked about this before. And he goes, well, what did you say? And I go, I think I said something about like Botox or Resilin or whatever. And he goes, well, why don't you use liposuction this time?
He's just pulling out surgeries just to...
Yeah, or surgeries he thinks that I need, maybe?
No, I just said, you know...
I think he's dumb. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think he's smart enough to... If he... No.
The funny thing was, then I woke up this morning and went, what the hell?
You're lucky that you woke up this morning. Exactly.
I need plastic surgery.
Yeah, I was
think before you speak.
I scoot.
Baby too.
Why don't you use liposuction this time?
Would you ever consider getting liposuction? Liposuction?
Think so. I think most of my, I mean,
because you had the stomach band thing, yes?
I have gastric bypass.
Okay.
Yeah, which is.
I get confused.
Yeah. But it has since faltered a little bit.
She's loosened the belt up a little bit.
The belt has been loosened and I've gained back 50 of the pounds that I've lost, which I'm still down, but whatever. The one thing that does bother me, like, if I'm naked and I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, eh. But I was
you
kinda,
and everybody.
Well, I'm sure. Right. And I was kind of like that even at my thinnest because I had so much like skin from being so heavy. But the thing that bothers me now, like in pictures and stuff, is that I feel like my face is getting really fat again. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I could get some kind of like
liposuction
on my chin and stuff, then I would get liposuction. On the rest of my body, I don't think so. There's just too much. I mean, it's like, where would you go? You know, are we going to start with the stomach or the legs or
right?
The...
Right. Yeah, but you can now take fat out of some parts of your body and like do them as wrinkle fillers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like that around my, you know, they like the old smoker lines mm-hmm. and the crow's feet and all that other stuff. Wrinkles have such mean names. Like,
they do.
Yeah, the crow's feet or the smoker's
lines.
Well, you
got smile lines.
Yeah.
So that's not mean. I mean, you have smile lines. People have
the royal you. Everybody else has smile lines.
But so that's not that mean. But I mean, and I'd be okay with, you know what I'd actually be if it was one thing to get? I think on top of everything, I'd probably get my boobs done.
Yeah,
you should.
If I put my boobs up where they're supposed to be,
sure,
it would take away from some other, like, people would be like, oh, boobs. Not like, oh, tummy or whatever and stuff. Where do the boobs stop and the tummy begins? It would just be like, oh, look
how
at those nice.
How do you want them?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to nestle your new chin in there?
She wants it right under her chin so that, yeah. You know what kind of sucks? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just want them to be where they're supposed to be.
Well, I was thinking.
Or better bra.
It kind of sucks. I mean, like, where men can kind of hide some of their. We can grow a beard.
Uh-huh.
And we grow it so you can't
if
tell
you have
if,
a weak
we,
chin
if we ever were smokers or we got this, you know, that, which is kind of weird, but I'm glad women can't grow beards.
I would I'd take my fat face for not having a beard. I'll do that.
I don't want to be hanging out with Mike Pavage over here. Hey, how's that beard going?
Just grow the eyebrows.
I would take some fat out of my butt and put in my neck. My neck is aging terribly.
I'm
using very expensive creams and lotions and potions and tinctures, and I'm just turning into a turkey.
They do say that the neck is where you need to concentrate.
It's so aging, and my hands look really old, too. So I think I'd have a skin nectomy and just put all new skin on my neck and hands.
Okay.
And then when you guys are done with your things, did I ever say on the show about the consultation to get my boobs done?
I think you did.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great story, but we don't need to do it again.
All right.
I think it'd be funny to get some fat taken out of your ass for a woman and inject it into your lips and then be like, you're a little ass kisser.
That's a long way to go for a little joke.
That was. Yeah.
But I would probably, I'd like to get some, remove some of my man boobs a little bit, maybe a little around the midsection. Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No. I'm happy to be who I am and look like I look because thank God for plastic surgery. I had a great plastic surgeon. I almost could look like, hey, guys.
After my motorcycle
accident, I was looking kind of slothy. Yeah.
Yeah, they really put you back together.
Yeah, they improved it a little bit, I think, too.
You told me that you would get hair plugs.
I would really definitely want to get hair plugs.
I think you'd look weird with hair.
Do you?
Don't go changing. Yeah. I love a bald dude.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think you look great.
Thank you. Well, you're used to me. It's been 30 years.
I mean, now that I've seen the Menendez brothers thing and the whole toupee, it's like, and stuff. So yeah. Toupees are kind
of
bad.
When I see pictures of Daryl with hair, it just seems weird. Like we were kids. Yeah.
They're like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Right, I like Brian's boy band hair, but I don't not like people that don't have hair. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. I don't know if I would change my nose too. I got that kind of Roman nose thing, but it runs in my family, and I don't know. I don't want to look cookie cutter like everybody else.
I think you look fine.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Change fine to hot.
You look hot.
You look
I would
hot.
Definitely like to get the Invisalign. I wish that I hate my teeth.
You know what? It is so cheap and easy now in comparison.
Hmm.
And I think that your whole mouth, you, universal you, mm-hmm. It changes your confidence so much.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't had these back four teeth for, like, 4 years now, I think, or 3 years, and I feel like everybody knows.
No.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it just helps your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will smile differently once they're in there, because I'll know they're there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, nobody's looking at your teeth but you, but you'll feel so much better when you do that.
Okay.
If you do it.
Yeah. We'll see.
In the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any more? Any more changes? Don't go changing.
No.
You think you're good?
Oh, one thing I was going to say, I would maybe have a couple of tattoos removed.
Oh, really? Which ones?
I don't want to say them out loud because people that do know me, that listen to this show, maybe know that maybe been the ones that have tattooed me, but a couple of tattoos.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait to hear off air.
Yeah, me too.
Yay.
Off the record.
I'm tired of wearing makeup over my teardrop eye.
Yeah. The one from the person you killed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, that's good. They had it coming. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, we're going to talk a little bit to our Patreons between segments about the stuff, more stuff that we want to change about ourselves.
Change.
So if you want to be a part of that, then
get
onto Patreon.
It's like being a fly on the wall.
Yeah,
I know.
There you go.
So cool.
And for all you common folk, just kidding, we'll be back with the meat.
Touch my plastic face and see what happens. I'm hiding from the world behind Chanel sunglasses.
Hi, we're back, and this is a little meat. Mm-hmm. It's plastic surgery meat.
Ooh, is it leftover, like what they take off you?
Uh-huh, we just sew it on up and put it on someone
else. What that doctor showed you. Extra Daryl parts
when he, that was gross. So today we're talking about plastic surgeries and about celebrities. I want to first talk about, what do you guys think is the, who had the absolute worst plastic surgeries and why?
At the same time?
Well, yeah, we'll just kind
we'll
of
just
throw
kind
them
of
out
do
there.
It round robin.
Okay. Yeah, got it. My number one's Kenny.
Kenny Rogers?
Yeah.
Mine's on there, too.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny.
And baby.
Did you know that
he looked like a burn victim?
He sued his plastic surgeon?
He should have. I hope he won.
I don't know. I didn't read that far into it, but I did know he sued his plastic surgeon.
I watched a video last night that told a bunch of different stories about people that had had plastic surgery, and he was one of the ones. He said, I regret this, the biggest regret of my life.
Yeah.
I'm unrecognizable to myself.
He was a handsome man.
And he was aging gracefully.
Absolutely. He was a beautiful man.
Yeah, he was looking good. I'm like, damn, you know when to hold him, buddy.
Yeah.
But then he folded him.
Yeah. No, I mean, what a cautionary tale, because I bet a lot of people that were going to get plastic surgery saw that and were like, maybe I'm all right.
Yeah. It's just, you just need to do your research.
Right.
I mean, you know.
You want to improve on yourself, not, you know, rearrange your whole thing like Picasso.
Right. Isn't it weird, though? It's even kind of the same thing with some stars that have tattoos that are really shitty tattoos. You've got the money.
Yeah.
Who do you go? What kind of chop shops do you guys go to?
Yeah.
This looks good, huh?
I know.
And you're like, no. And then there's people that look just really good. They're like, yeah, wow. But
yeah.
I think the ones that look really good, we probably don't even know they had it.
Well, I have that.
Well,
we'll go through
the ones that we think had bad ones.
Let's go to Lisa for structure.
Another bad one, Priscilla Presley.
Oh, yeah. God.
She was such a beauty,
She looks
too.
Like the thing from, what's that guy that rides the little bike? The horror store?
The Shining?
No. What is that? Not Scream. The, God damn it.
He's got the circus. He's got the Saw.
Saw. The That's, Saw guy.
She looks like the Saw guy.
I think she looks more like the Joker.
That. Yeah, with the cheekbones and stuff. Yeah, because
they're way up here. And her. Yeah, it's sad. She was such a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she could have aged.
I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Oh.
Why are you laughing?
Maya.
I'd have to go with guy-wise. A lot of guys. Damn Mickey Rourke.
I have, yeah.
I mean, just... Wow.
I have Mickey Rourke under unrecognizable.
Unrecognizable.
Yeah. I mean, now we recognize him because we're used to that weird face.
Isn't it?
Right. Yeah,
but when he first did it, it was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah. He was out of TV and movies for quite some time. He thought he was going to become a boxer. But he got that done. And when he came back, and I don't even remember the first time I seen him again, but somebody said, yeah, that's Mickey. If he wouldn't have talked, I would not have known that was him.
No.
Yeah, that's spooky.
And it seemed like he went, maybe it's all the same guy that's doing that crazy, or woman, a bad surgeon that's doing, God, I was sexist about bad plastic surgeons. I just assumed it was a dude. But no, that's making that weird cat-like, lion-y.
Oh, yeah.
The cheekbones and the slit eyes and the shiny skin.
Yeah.
That was very... 80s, too.
Kind of Queen of Versailles. Did you see that chick? And it's like, we're doing this on purpose?
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's, and the people who continue to think that it looks okay.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, what about another really bad one, Carrot Top?
Oh,
I got Carrot Top down here, too. I think he went to the same Mickey Rourke guy. What's with his cholo eyebrows?
Really, just an eyebrow pencil would do a world of good for him.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what he was thinking on that whole thing.
I'm surprised all the time.
Yeah. And then I also have Donatello
Versace.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of that lion thing again, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very bad. I just bit my lip when I said Donatello.
See, that's what you get for making
bad
fun of people.
I know. Now I'm going to have to get plastic surgery and my bottom lip.
Who else did you have?
I have a whole list here.
Oh, go.
Let's see.
With bad.
Yes, with the bad. In a moment. I did a bunch of notes today on the phony situation.
And well, she's looking. I had Melanie Griffith did not do a good job either.
No.
No, that's true.
It's sad.
Yeah. So what about, is this just bad? Are we going to do unrecognizable too?
Well, you know.
I've got more bads.
Do more bads.
Well, one of the thing with Pamela Anderson. She to me, she's kind of my number one in terms. She was still beautiful and stuff, but I thought she was so cute when she was on Tool Time. And I say this every time. And when she was the Molson girl and stuff, and she was just naturally beautiful. And then, you know, she just couldn't decide on what she was comfortable with chest wise and stuff. And that's probably got to screw you up. And so you're just starting to look like a machine almost, you know, or a cartoon, I guess, was that situation. So I just think she took it way too far. It's like you were good to start.
Same with Anna Nicole.
Absolutely. So beautiful to begin with.
Yeah.
The cool thing with her, though, with Pam Anderson, she has really come into her own and just become her own self. She took all the plastics, took the boob reduction away. She doesn't wear makeup half the time. She's out and about. She's even been to award shows. She won't wear makeup.
And she should.
And
she shouldn't. Like,
God bless you.
She should do what she's doing, not shouldn't wear. Yeah. She's pretty.
Yeah. No, but God bless her for being that way, you know?
Oh, unrecognizable. Madonna. What is that situation? Talk about a beautiful woman that took it way too far. Just like express yourself, but come on.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger is another one.
I looked up her for a bunch of things. I'm like, what is it about her that looks different? Because she'd always had the kind of, you know, slitty eyes or whatever. They said she had a chin implant.
Interesting.
And that sounds really painful and dangerous. But talk about changing the shape of your face. It's not just a nose job or an eye lift.
Yeah.
But she changed her skeletal structure.
What was the gal from Dirty Dancing?
Jennifer Grey.
So that was one that I had career affecting.
Yeah.
So also Jennifer Grey, after she got her nose job and stuff, she was unrecognizable.
Yes.
And she also lost her career. Because and she was even on the first season of Friends, and nobody knew it.
No, nope.
Well, and it was funny because now it's kind of a joke that she goes along with. She'll, you might have seen me in this one little show or something. They're like, that's not you. She goes, no, that's me.
Yeah,
and she'll do the jump.
She also had a show, like a comedy show that talked about, it was like a reality show hers or whatever, that talked about her plastic surgery and how it affected her and stuff, but it didn't go very far either.
She's kind of in a class of her own because she was the first one in our worlds to become unrecognizable, but it wasn't bad.
She still looks
she's very attractive. Yeah, she just looked like a different person.
It's weird to just take that one little lump off of her nose or stuff, and you're like, who
changed
are you?
Changed her whole face.
Yeah, and then you get Michael Jackson, who took everything off his face. And then
And I still don't think Michael Jackson looked that bad afterwards. I just didn't think it needed to be done.
He was so handsome to begin with. Yeah. And that's just
probably in the middle stages.
Yes.
Right about Thriller time was when he should have stopped.
He should have just stopped at that point. And it just kept going and going.
But his, I think, was just sad because it seemed like it was motivated by self-loathing.
Absolutely.
And, and just a handsome feller.
The reason that I thought about this show was I just happened to get some kind of reel or something in my news, and it showed Shelley Long today.
She's on my list.
She is completely and totally unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, she's not attractive and stuff. She looks fine.
Yeah.
She just doesn't look like the same person.
They and talked about it. They can't have a Cheers reunion because they'd be like, where's Shelley?
Who's they? Yeah. But I lost my train. There goes the train.
Yeah, Shelley. Different. Yeah. Totally different.
What was I going to say about that? That was really interesting, though. It was if you guys would have heard it in my head, you would have loved that.
Other older famous blonde sitcom-y. Goldie Hawn has had a lot of work done, but I think she looks pretty good.
She looks amazing.
Yeah, she looks great. I don't know if she has a person or she's always been doing it and just maintaining, or she just got naturally great genetics.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's had something done, but they're doing a great job.
She's in her 70s. Well, I mean, she has to have.
And then you got I don't want to jump ahead, but in that same sense, I love the people that are like, they don't give two shits that they've done it. That's one thing I liked about Joan Rivers. She was a big promoter of it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's one of the things that kind of took her out of the game.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was, you know, she was at a doctor, didn't she? Wasn't she under light anesthesia or something?
Yeah, I think that she did die during a plastic surgery.
Yeah, she died during it.
And she was addicted to it, it seemed like.
Yeah,
and but she did make a joke out
better.
Of it.
She looked better. You know what's funny? How about Phyllis Diller?
Yeah.
Yeah, Phyllis Diller looked better.
I remember when I was a kid, I was scared to death of her. She was like,
she looked like Cruella de Vil.
Weird looking. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she got that done, and I'm like, I'd hit that.
Oh, good. She's such a
You've heard it here first here.
Wow.
Daryl and the Dill.
Dilly Dilly.
Oh my.
He's kind of a big deal.
That's what I dream about.
Okay, just really fast, going back to career affecting.
Okay,
yes.
Have you seen Meg Ryan in anything since she's gotten all that plastic surgery?
No.
Yeah. That's
she
sad.
Was the first bad Botox. What's the lip filler stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lip filler.
Ugh, it was way too much.
Same with the girl from 90210, the spelling chick.
Oh, hers
she
are
got
mostly
the worst boob job
yeah.
ever. You're yeah. like, what's this?
Yeah, well, and Tara Reid had yeah. really bad boob job.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like, Tara Reid didn't yes. need it. I don't know why. She was...
I think she was another one who just didn't... They were giving her so much shit about losing weight, gaining weight, losing yeah. weight, gaining weight. She got a boob job and one was on her back or something. I'm not sure. But,
I actually remember back in when I read People Magazine days and I was interested in that stuff and Karen got those free entertainment magazines on the plane. I don't know if everybody was wearing really, really low cut thing. And I think the side boob was just invented mm-hmm. or whatever, whether it was a publicity stunt or not, Tara Reid's boob popped out
mm-hmm.
and everybody just ripped her a new one for her boobs. And then so I remember somebody said it looked like she'd been nursing a Wolverine.
Oh.
Like, ow, leave the nips out of it. Ooh. Although to be fair, if you don't like how your nips look, you know, maybe cover up a little, but I mean, maybe she thought it was great to each their own nip, I yeah. guess, but God bless her.
Okay. So going back to another good, you said Joan Rivers was good plastic surgery.
Yeah, I thought yeah. so, yeah.
You know who else has a great plastic surgeon is Jane Fonda.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I got her down, too.
She looks
Jane Fonda.
Amazing.
She does.
And uniting the Joan Rivers and the looking good thing, mm-hmm. Completely unapologetic. And the queen of plastic surgery is Dolly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She just embraces the phoniness, mm-hmm. and she's the most real phony person there is, and I yeah. just want to give her a squeeze every time I see her.
I think people forget she has plastic surgery.
She's so great, though.
She's so beautiful. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. She'll be like, you can put a Barbie next to me, and I'm more plastic than she is.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hang yeah. out with her so badly.
And Cher.
Yes.
Cher.
I think Cher looks amazing. Yes.
I think Cher looks good. I mean, what is she, almost 80?
Yeah, I think she looks good. Don't get me wrong. She's a beautiful woman. I just think she's had a little too much. I don't think she can close her eyes.
That's possible.
And stuff. So the whole upper eye thing, the rest of it is fine. Her body is fucking phenom and stuff.
She's
but
doing the
whole,
work.
I go like this.
The Botox on the forehead and stuff like that is a little much. But
closing your eyes is overrated.
Yeah, I can't just you know, sleep.
You're gonna miss stuff.
Isn't Courtney Cox looking a little goofy too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Poor Courtney Cox.
I think Sheila looks okay. I was thinking of Courtney Love.
Courtney Love looks
Courtney
good.
Love,
her
yeah,
her
she,
plastic
she,
surgery was good.
She looks pretty good, yeah.
I think she looks like a bee stunger a lot. Over and over.
Maybe
and over
I'm not thinking of, I mean, maybe she's gotten more
maybe
than
I've seen. Because the last time I seen her, she looked pretty good, but maybe she's gone downhill.
But she went from being downhill to being
upgrading.
Really pretty.
Right.
So then I don't know if she then she
I
went
know,
downhill
but she
again.
Was in grungy kind of look. She was, I liked her kind of dirty looking.
Yeah, a little smudgy.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
You know who's
dirty Diller?
I don't know that she's had new plastic surgery, but it's kind of an example of somebody that like good lighting and classy clothes and, you know, nice makeup and stuff will make you look attractive. Celine Dion.
Oh,
so it's just like, okay, if you weigh 12 pounds, a dress is going to look nice on you. Probably designers make dresses for you. But she is kind of a goofy looking scarecrow lady.
Yeah.
But she's got a beautiful makeup artist and nice hair.
Renee,
say no to the plastic.
Yeah. I don't know that she has.
I don't know.
The thing I like about Celine Dion is she doesn't take herself very seriously.
Yes.
She is way too fucking skinny, but that may have something to do.
Well, she's got all those
genetic
problems going.
Yeah. And stuff, but she, I saw her on Oprah one time, and she says that she doesn't really have a designer. If she likes something, she just buys it.
Yeah.
She's like, I could have a dress that's a size 14 or a size 3 and stuff, and I just buy it and figure it out.
Right.
And stuff. And so, yeah, she's just like us. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
so
the one I
never wear a 3, but okay.
The one gal that I hope, I mean, she looks great the way she is, Reese Witherspoon. I hope she ages gracefully. She's just...
Well...
Don't go changing.
That brings me to stars that have had subtle plastic surgery that you don't even know have had plastic surgery.
Another one I forgot to say. Yeah. Daryl Hannah is another one that's kind of looking... Like,
is she looking
you
weird?
Can't really recognize her that well. Yeah.
She hasn't done anything.
Her eyes are real
either.
Deep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So subtle plastic surgeries. Jennifer Aniston has had some work done.
Yeah.
She looks fantastic.
She's fucking
so
phenomenal.
Maybe Reese has had some stuff
done,
but she went to
Jane Fonda's.
No, yeah, the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't go to the back alley. Hey,
Gwen Stefani has had some work done. Drew Barrymore.
You know what your first thing is?
Hmm.
If the guy standing there with a silicone cock gun saying, I'm here to give you some filler, don't go to that guy.
Right. Yeah.
C-A-U-L-K.
Yeah. Hulk.
But yeah, I'm
and
sorry.
Halle Berry.
Oh, all of those, I commend them, yeah. And I would love the name of your doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
And also $50,000.
Yeah, yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Also, there's some that I just think that there's some young celebrities that should have left it alone.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Ariana Grande.
Oh,
she's had some
Ari. Leave
yeah.
it.
Yeah, she's too young for that shit.
Yeah.
And you're too skinny, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, tell me Selma Hayek's the real deal.
I don't know. I'm assuming. Yeah,
I think she is because she's another one that doesn't like to wear makeup or anything.
Uh-huh.
She
looks,
yeah.
Just takes good care of her skin.
And she breastfeeds other people's kids.
Right, and that's all that matters.
So sweet.
Miley Cyrus has had work done. Oh. And Kylie Jenner, why? You're freaking phenomenal.
Kylie Jenner had it done when she was young.
Young, like 16
years. Yeah, which is crazy. I mean, your body hasn't even really grown yet.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Bad news on mom's part. But Kris Jenner looks good for her age, too. I think
Kris
she's
Jenner has had a very, very good plastic surgeon.
Yes.
So the other one that I saw that I was like, oh, because everybody was saying what a bad plastic surgery it was. But it wasn't plastic surgery. So apparently now Zac Efron is unrecognizable.
I just saw him in a movie this week.
I think it's been very, very recent.
Okay.
But he had an accident. It said home accident. I don't know what that means. But his jaw was shattered and he had to have a jaw replacement.
Oh, my God.
And stuff. And so his face is a lot fuller.
Chubbier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and stuff. And I wouldn't say he's unrecognizable, but he definitely doesn't look the same.
Interesting.
But it wasn't plastic surgery. It wasn't for any other reason other than to reconstruct his jaw.
Wow. Bless his little heart.
Yeah, I know. And he's just so cute, and I still want to kiss him.
He's so funny in, what's the Baywatch?
Yeah, he's just cute.
Oh, Kenny.
Look at poor Kenny.
It's not as bad as Kenny. I remember.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was.
I love the gambler.
But look at that.
That's gross.
Okay, let me see.
Poor Mickey.
Mickey.
So Zac Efron was in a movie that was kind of like a Hallmark movie very recently with Nicole Kidman.
Oh.
And... okay, so he's a famous guy in the movie, and this girl is his assistant, and he's like a diva to work for. Mm. And the girl's mom is played by Nicole Kidman, and she's like 25 years older than the Zac Efron character, and they whip up an affair.
What?
Watch it.
I
think it's called The Family. It was good.
Okay, I'm there.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. Well, that's all I had.
Let me double check.
How many men in just regular, everyday men... wouldn't mind looking like that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, Mickey Rourke was a handsome fellow.
He was so handsome.
And then you end up looking like that. Come on, dude.
Yeah. So this is out of order, but who I thought had spectacular plastic surgery that was very altering and noticeable, but awesome, and is aging well on top of that, is Roseanne.
She looks so much better now.
She's so pretty.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know. She did very, very well.
Yeah. So I want the name of that person also. Yeah. I almost said guy. But women can be plastic surgeons,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they can be.
We can vote now. We can do anything.
Yeah, we can. So there's Zac Efron. I'm going to put all this stuff on the Facebook
page for you guys. So that this is the new him?
Yeah.
But then with the beards, the older... I don't think he looks that bad, actually.
He doesn't look bad. He just doesn't look like himself.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, for somebody that just had their jaw shattered, he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell him.
Yeah, I would be hideous.
For somebody with a glass jaw, he looks fine.
Whilst we're making out.
Oh, dude, did you ever watch what was the botched surgery show called? Was it just called Botched?
Botched.
Mm-hmm. So I only watched one of them. I'm a little queasy about physical stuff.
Uh-huh.
But Janet Dickinson was on there. Is that her name?
Yeah.
The old 70s model?
Yeah.
And she, I've never seen such a narcissistic look at me lady.
Mm-hmm.
But she still wants to look like she's 20 and she's probably 70 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking pretty good, but also in that Lion Club, you know, with the fake, with the everything.
I thought she passed away.
She might have, but she was alive on the episode that I watched.
She's always alive on TV, Lisa.
Yes, and she just thought she was so sassy and likable and stuff, and I just thought she was a little much. But anyway, on that same show, because I don't think it's just celebrities, she was just on there because these surgeons are so good, because they unfuck up stuff.
Yeah,
I know the two guys,
yeah.
Yes, and there was a woman who, and I think she was a mom, and she was like a biker model. And like a bikini model. And the last boob job that she got, they made her a uniboob. Like they were connected to like here.
No.
It was, yes.
Oh, wow.
And they show all of that. And that's why it was the last episode that I saw.
You know, if they would have put that lady and Tori Spelling together, they would have had perfect boobs.
There you go.
Yeah. And Janet Tara Dixon. Reed. Janet Dixon.
Janet Dickinson.
Dickinson is still alive.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I called you dead. 69.
Oh. Huh.
69, okay. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think she's had a rough 69 years.
Well, there you go.
She's trying to get it figured out.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Love yourself.
Yeah. Just don't do it. Or if you have any way to do it cheaper, let me know.
I got a cock gun in the garage.
Lisa. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And also love yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back with Witcha.
They got injections for the facial lines. Break out the scalpel, keep the nose defined. A crucifixion of the love we've known for ages. Hey man, I see that coming.
If one guy throws the switch, we all die. Nothing we can do.
Welcome back to What You Talking About. This is where we talk about what we want to talk about when we do talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go first with my What You Talking About, which I think is really, really interesting. That's why I picked it. This is the headline, guys. Pizza with a side of cocaine?
Ooh.
German pizzeria rated over best-selling special order. Police in Germany say they have busted a restaurant that delivered cocaine with one order on its menu after a tip-off earlier this year. It's been one of the top-selling pizzas. Well, of course it has. A German pizzeria has been busted after allegedly delivering one of its dishes with a customary side order of cocaine. Police says that the restaurant in Dollfersdorf, Western Germany, would provide the drug when customers asked for the item number 40 on the menu.
I need the snow special, please.
It's not known how much the pizzeria charged for the special order. I'm sure some people know. That was one of our best-selling pizzas. That was one of the best-selling pizzas, criminal director Michael Graff said. The police were first tipped off by food inspectors in March, he added. What the food inspectors were like, this tastes weird. This isn't the side of 40 at all.
But it makes me really attractive.
Yeah. And I just want to do so many things.
So many things.
Oh, my gosh. When drug squad officers began observing the restaurant, they blazed the restaurant manager's apartment. He then proceeded to throw a bag of drugs out the window, which fell right into the arms of a police officer.
Oh, shit.
Discovered 1.6 kilograms of cocaine, 40 grams of cannabis, and $268,000 in cash. The manager, 36, was detained for a few days. However, he soon reopened the business and continued to sell pizza number 40 with the usual side, police said. That gave investors the opportunity to look into the supply chain, and after several weeks, some 150 officers busted in an entire drug ring in Western Germany, arresting three people, including a 22-year-old suspect who was the head of the operation, and raided homes and businesses of another 12 suspects.
That's crazy.
I love this. Yeah, I love that. I like that the kids still have the entrepreneurial spirit.
They do. He was just 22. God bless him. And you know, it just goes.
I think she's had a slice of that za.
There you go.
The funny thing is, okay, I would be selling to the cannabis guys. They're going to eat your pizza.
Oh, definitely.
The guys that are getting your cocaine pizza, you know, the cocaine on the side.
The pizza.
But you know how to make a good pizza then.
Well, you
the pizza's
push the,
a cover.
They push the pizza aside. They're like, well.
Yeah, they're like, fuck it. This doesn't even have any cheese or any.
Yeah, it's just a box. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a box. And that's then funny. It has on there.
Yeah.
So,
with lines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. It's
cut out for you.
Oh, no. It's a pizza around.
Yeah, you just go around in a circle.
I want extra snipping sauce.
Snipping
sauce.
Okay, Drizzly, are you listening? I will buy stock. That's amazing.
That's great.
Perfect. Okay, good for you, entrepreneurs. Next.
Great.
Bad thrower, though.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a tough act to follow.
I know.
Go ahead, Derek.
I'll go with mine, yeah. mine will be totally unuseful.
Me too.
But speaking of cocaine, no, just kidding. I just thought this was kind of interesting to me that the average cost of a nose job, this is from AI Overview, the average cost of a nose job, also known as rhinoplasty, in the United States is between $5,483,000 or 637,000, according to America's Society of Plastic Surgeons.
That seems a lot. Are you sure?
I thought it would be less.
Yeah.
Or more.
It don't lie.
Or the same.
No, that's not 100,000. That's 5,000.
5,483,000. What did I say?
That's what you
said. I'm
going
to have to rewind this. But yeah. So anyway, it's in the
Between five and seven thousand.
Take a couple of lines away. I don't know. But anyway, so the funny thing was that it's widely, depending on the number of factors, including what type of plastic surgery you're going to get, mm-hmm. because they got the type of rhinoplasty. Yeah. The surgeon expenses, you know, some surgeons may cost a little bit more because, like you say, you got your backdoor surgeons. But yeah, okay, just give me the five. Mm-hmm. The good ones, yeah. Surgeon's experience.
That you should those cost surgeons more.
Sure, of course.
This is what I thought. Location. What states? There's different states that charge a little bit more. That's kind of kooky.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, L.A., come on. Not that L.A. is a state, but you know.
Well. Anesthesia and operating room fees. Mm-hmm. And the big one.
If I had it done, I would get anesthesia.
I mean, yeah, me. Wouldn't you?
And I'd pay for it.
I would.
Yeah.
Did you do a little cocaine before doing this?
He's like, I'm fine. You just got a pizza. I'll be fine.
I had a pizza in the hallway. Do me up. Yeah. And then pre-operative and post-operative care. So those are some of the different things to look into. But I'm sorry. Yeah, $5,483.
I thought it would be more than that.
More than 5,000?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I thought it was. I think that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know.
Schnoz job.
Yeah. 4,000 to 7,000. I think that's.
Ask Jennifer Grace. Just how much a little shave right there was.
Not 500,000.
Yeah. $5,483. I'm so sorry. But yeah, if you're going to get the whole thing, it might be in the.
Yes.
But yeah. But yeah.
All right.
Okay.
My witch you're talking about is from History Facts. And why is bubblegum pink, you ask yourself?
Oh, I never have asked, but I know I really know.
Before I go into this.
All your favorite ones.
Daryl, thank you for being topical, as mm-hmm. always. Bubblegum is always a cool thing to talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
same
often
with cocaine
said,
pizza.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. It's often said that necessity is a mother of invention, and when it comes to confectionery, it is indeed the reason for bubblegum's iconic color. Bubblegum was invented in 1928 by Walter Daniel, an accountant at a Philadelphia candy company called Fleer. Although chewing gum had existed for thousands of years in various forms, such as birch bark resin or chicle, a natural gum from the sap of the sapodilla tree, I'm not making it up, the products available in the U.S. at the time were more sticky than stretchy. That included an early version of bubblegum, also invented by Fleer, known as Blibber Blubber. Which was
say that again.
Which is close to Flubber, the movie.
Indeed.
Right.
Which was hard to chew and stubbornly stuck to people's faces when the meager bubble inevitably burst. Dimmer spent, that's the Benner guy, Dimmer, uh-huh. maybe, spent his downtime experimenting with the company's gum recipes, and he eventually came up with a more pliable chewing gum that, for the first time, could easily form and hold a bubble. The new formulation was appealing, but its appearance certainly wasn't. The chewy gray substance needed some color. Mm-hmm. The only dye Dimmer had on hand was red. With no other choice, he added it to his mixture to give it a cheerful tint, and the first batch of pink bubblegum was born.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was just like really red and it looked just like you're bleeding out your mouth?
That would be awesome. Hey, nice blood bubble, dude.
Blood bubble.
Oh my God. So speaking of,
yeah, the blood bubble go over very well.
Did you just get a nose job?
So you guys remember bubble yum was like the big gum when we were kids, right?
Yes.
Little square bubble, mm-hmm. you know, thing.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if they had it at your school, but when I was in elementary school, they had powder soap.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I remember powder soap.
Remember powder? And
yes,
it was, Grandpa, it was pink. Grandpa.
Around the campfire.
Tell us about the powder pink soap.
Yes.
So it was powder soap.
Uh-huh. That's right.
This kid that I went to school with made, you know, he would form it. He'd get it wet, form it into like bubble yum.
And put it back into the wrapper.
And so we had one kid, I don't know, maybe a little special, a little touch or something. He's like, you want some gum, buddy? And the guy's like, yeah. So he tosses it. Just starts foaming.
It's not funny.
Starts
no.
foaming at the mouth. But I'm like, whatever gave you that idea? And it was because he goes, well, the soap's pink. So I got the idea. I'm like, that's crazy. But yeah.
He should have worked for Flubber Bubber.
Hey, shut up.
Right.
Yeah. Make Flubber Bubber soap.
Yeah.
Yep. That guy's gotten his ass kicked many times since.
I've never talked to him again since that. He probably did. So
well, there's that.
Yeah. He's a special surgery. Place in hell for that guy right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Shelley. That was very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice of you to say so.
I would have hated the gum before that really stuck to your face because I've had that happen and you're like,
I'm glad I don't have a beard, as talked about in the last episode. Okay, we will be back with our wow.
Woo!
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
Dr. Wow? Paging Dr. Wow. Your patient is ready for surgery. Dr. Wow? Dr. Wow.
Guys, welcome to the well. Shelly just about gave Lisa a wow shower.
That was good. That was pretty good.
If you haven't subscribed to Patreon,
you got to get in on it, man.
It may be worth it to see Shelly trying to hold back her seltzer and not spit it on me.
That was rough.
We didn't know that that was
there. They had no idea what was coming, and I'm like, I got it, I got it. And I'm like,
I had to think dead grandma thoughts to not spew that out loud.
Oh, my God.
Grandma Finney's dead. Grandma Finney's dead. No, how funny. Okay, guys. So anyway, this is our wow segment. You guys know what all the wow's about. If you're new to it, learn
that's
how.
Right.
Learn a wow with.
Oh, wait. Here's what another good one would have been.
Yeah.
Who's won the call, Dr. Wow, wow. Wow. Next time.
Wow, wow.
Okay, too late. Hindsight, right?
I'm going to go first because I don't know if I'm going to get through this. I mean, not that...
It's, yes.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
What's your well of wisdom?
Is this another long one?
Is animals. This is from AP News, which is one of my favorites.
So good.
A mutt known as Houdini for his ability to elude capture is finally off the streets. In New Orleans... Dubbed on social media as the Houdini of New Orleans, mid-city neighborhood, Scrim, a scuffy mixed-breed dog that was on the lam for more than 6 months after escaping his yard, has finally been caught.
Scrim?
S-C-R-I-M. Scrim?
What a great name.
Scrim.
Yeah. Scrim.
Okay.
Scrim.
The 13-pound runaway was captured Wednesday night with the use of a tranquilizer dart. Mm. New Orleans New Outlet reports that he is missing a chunk out of his ear and has various abrasions. Also, X-ray revealed two projectiles, possibly small bullets or air rifle pellets, were lodged inside his little body. Veterinary Dr. Mary Miller told the New Orleans Advocate she couldn't be positive what type of weapon had been used since she decided to leave the projectiles embedded in the dog's flesh. We're probably not going to remove them, Miller said, because they're not going to cause an issue. Despite his injuries, Miller said Scrim's condition wasn't awful. The owner of the nonprofit Zeus Rescue in New Orleans said she had rescued Scrim from a South Louisiana dog pound where he was in jeopardy of euthanization. Scrim was eventually adopted by a family in mid-city, but soon escaped. He soon became the talk of the neighborhood as a bit of a star on social media when people posted videos from cell phones and security cameras whenever he was spotted. He managed to elude traps and would-be captors with nets and tranquilizer guns until Wednesday. Finally, Sharmi got a call that Scrim had been sighted. She grabbed her tranquilizer gun and a group of volunteers showed up on the scene. We got him, she said, and she posted on social media Wednesday night. Once he is fully healthy, he will be adopted again. Why won't they give him back to his old
That's name? What I'm wondering.
Yeah. Tammy Murray, co-founder of the New Orleans Animal Welfare Society, said she actually says she plans to take him in. So, lots of questions. Don't know why his old family couldn't have him. Maybe they think that they're not worthy.
Or maybe like the Linus thing, maybe they were the ones that shot him.
Maybe, who knows? Mm-hmm. Also, maybe, you know, you just kind of wonder. Maybe Scrim didn't want to be caught. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But let's see what happens and see if he gets away again. And if he did, just let him go.
I want to introduce Linus and Scrim together. They could be like...
I was going to say...
Having a smoke together and be like, remember that shit?
Really? Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, did Scrim and Linus hang out? Were they in the same shelter?
He might, yeah. He looks like he could Scrim be. And this is him. Oh, this is him, Scrim.
I Scrim.
He's
yeah.
cute.
Oh, I'm glad people are
fighting. How many times was he shot? He's like the Tupac of dogs.
Twice.
The
Tupac of dogs.
But he did take one to the ear, so that reminds me of somebody else that just got shot in the ear.
No, he was. He had a bite out of his
oh,
ear.
Oh, a bite out of yeah, oh, so he was hanging out with Tyson.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. God bless you, Scrim. Lisa, yeah. That was a great goodness. Story.
That was great.
There
great,
you go.
Great.
Yeah. And that's my well.
All right. Do you want to be the middle well?
I'll be the middle guy. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Middle man witch.
With two ends.
Let's see if this one excites you guys at all.
Okay.
Alrighty, guys. Mine is, this is another one from AI Overview. Pete Burns, the front man from Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah.
Had over 300 plastic surgeries on his face and his body.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. His nose, Burns had his nose done 4 times. Cheeks, Burns had 2 sets of cheeks, cheekbone implants. And lips were lip augmentations. Burns' obsession with plastic surgery led to bankruptcy after an ill-fated lip operation in Italy required 18 months of corrective surgery. He also suffered infection to his face, lips, and developed a blood clot in his... Get off of me. There we go. In his legs, he developed a blood clot... I'm sorry. In his legs, heart, and lungs.
Wow.
Burns' teeth were permanently damaged by the blood thinners he took during the surgery. And then, guess what?
Is it the...
You
spin me round, yeah. That was a really good pick, Daryl, because I forgot that he went under the knife many times in the 80s.
Yeah. Yes.
80s and 90s.
Yeah, I guess.
But, unfortunately, he did pass away. What? And I have pictures of how many... I mean, just this is what the guy looked like. Okay,
that's before
what
they, and
that's
after.
What it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, oh my goodness. What the unholy hell. That was kind of a redundant thing. Unholy hell. But yeah, that like everything's so exaggerated. Who is that for?
He was on I think UK version of Big Brother.
Oh.
I'd actually really like to see that. I don't know how you can find those, but it was, I thought that
YouTube,
was...
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. I'll look for it.
But how's that? I mean, I thought that it had screenshot when he passed away, but I think he passed away in, I want to say 2006.
That's he was sad. Really, really handsome when he was younger.
Yeah.
And I think there's just some people who are addicted to plastic surgery. It's really weird. And they feel like they can't get, like, they feel like... They it's going to keep getting, it's like, oh, this looks good. Oh, look, this looks good until it looks bad. And then they start having to fix the bad to try to look good again. And it's just horrible.
It's probably like tattoos and piercings for some people, too. It's just like you just can't get enough.
Yeah, you just got,
But when you, like, Brian's Evergreen house and stuff, he got the beautiful new roof and everything. Well, he's like, well, then the siding looks shitty. And, you know, well, I got a new deck, but now I need a door because, and yeah, so you just are never done. And I think that would be frustrating.
Yeah, he died in London. In October 23rd, 2016. But it shows, some of these pictures just show some of his transformations.
I mean, I can't wait to show that on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
wild. It's sad.
I'm going to look that up.
And, you know, they kind of did a parody of him in The Wedding Singer.
No. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, well, that guy? Was supposed to be Boy George, I thought.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of
an amalgamation. So yeah.
But John, remember John always used to go, oh, that's the guy from, you know,
John
you spin me around.
Him.
I go, no, dude, that guy's an actor.
That's Patricia Arquette and David Arquette's brother.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, sister now. She's
sister, yeah.
Oh, okay, wow. Mm-hmm. They have a great voice.
Yeah.
But
that's
my well. But yeah,
aren't you guys scared? Linus is trying to protect us. He's banging at the door.
Well, it could just be.
Is he barking?
He was.
He went. Okay. So my well of wisdom is true crime, and I'm going to do a true crime sequel from a former episode. And so I told you I've been watching the YouTube videos of dumb criminals.
Mm-hmm.
I've got more dumb criminal story for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, a little lighthearted. I think I'm kind of, I have true crime fatigue a little bit in terms of the scary, sad stuff.
Yeah.
So let's just make fun of people.
Perfect.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go now.
This would never happen to you guys.
Okay.
Recently, a woman in Fresno, California was stopped at a DUI checkpoint for being soused. Ever helpful, she offered up this info. My husband's right behind me, and he's even drunker than I am.
So him instead of me.
Okay. So this one is called The Telltale Trousers. When an attempted robbery at a Lowe's home improvement store went awry, Milton J. Hodges, that's a fancy name for a crook. Mm-hmm. Milton J. Hodges fled across the street and jumped a fence right into the Cypress Cove Nudist Resort and Spa. As the Orlando Sentinel pointed out, as one of the only folks wearing clothing, Hodges was easily spotted by police. Can you read me now? When police in Vancouver, Canada, asked to search Jason Pache's apartment for drugs, he was not a suspect. In fact, they were looking for someone else. That all changed when they got a look at how his name was listed on his cell phone. Jason Pache, drug dealer. You can keep some shit to yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's okay. All right. So that was
I just don't want you to forget who I am in your phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What company are we with?
I'm drug dealing.
Exactly.
I work for a pizza place.
You may have heard of it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I got. That's my wow.
I like it. Awesome. I like it. Yeah.
Thanks.
You guys subscribe to Good Witch, Bad Witch if you haven't already, and give us a 5-star review.
Sure.
If you like good video. Get on Patreon.
Get on YouTube, get on Patreon.
Sure.
Help us out. You guys were such a great help in our fundraiser, so help fund us.
That's right.
So
that was wonderful.
To support.
We're very, very grateful. Speaking of grateful, I think this might come out a week or two before Thanksgiving. So I used to draw you. Enjoy your turkeys and your hand turkey art. I saw, it was like a, everything's about YouTube right now, but somebody made a pumpkin pie and did the hand thing on it. Did you say?
Yeah.
You're like, I know.
Yeah, I said to you. No, that's,
but all things turkey hand art. I'm into.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys love that.
Perfect.
Ooh. And while you're doing all of that art, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.
And don't be baked.
Oh, no. Must be the season of.